Hello and welcome to the third episode of You, Me, the World and Barnsbury Housing Association, a series of podcasts about what it's like living in a BHA home. My name's Anna.
I'm Ollie.
And I'm Nick. And together we run a community storytelling organisation called Take Stock Exchange. We've been asked by Barnsbury Housing Association to do a sort of community consultation, but one with a bit of a difference.
So if you've listened to the last two episodes, you'll know that over the last year we've been speaking to residents from every part of Barnsbury Housing Association, knocking on people's doors, speaking to people on the phone and listening to what they have to say.
And from our conversations, we found three themes that kept coming up. The first two were community and well-being. And in this third podcast, we're going to focus on the third theme, the direct impact that BHA has on the lives of its residents.
We're continuing our tour around the streets of Barnsbury and we're currently standing outside Pugin Court, looking at the well-kept front gardens with ivy climbing up the wall. And down at the bottom, there's a commemorative stone which was laid in 1972, presumably laid at the same time they built this building. And now let's hear our first opinion on the subject of Barnsbury Housing Association.
I, along with plenty of other people, think it's not working very well at the moment. You can't get people when you phone up. They seem to be employing all of these new people, but actually things don't get done. We're very, very lucky. I've lived here for 40 years, and people moan all the time, but they're lucky to live in a housing association which is in prime real estate. But I'm personally dissatisfied with what's been going on the last 18 months. They can't keep blaming it on COVID. Okay, let's hear what other Barnsbury residents had to say about that opinion.
Well, they can keep blaming it on COVID. This will be all and end all of it. But they've got a situation that everyone else has got. And there are worse places to contend with.
You know, he's right. They can't keep using COVID as an excuse because when I phone up other services or whatever, they say, we'll talk about working from home. So, yeah, I'm working from home. But the office phones are redirected to them. They're working from home and they still do their job. Mm. I don't know. And sometimes often you have to email the CEO and say, this isn't happening, blah, 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 before you get somebody to take any notice of you. And it shouldn't all be going to her. That is annoying because then you feel like you're not being, not loved, that you're not, your thoughts aren't being respected at all.
I don't necessarily agree with that, really. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, that the housing association, when I moved in here, it was wonderful. You know, it was very, very community-based. Like I say, they did organise these sort of days out and so on. And, you know, you could get things done so quickly. And I've got lots of new people in, it's true. But they all seem very nice to me. They all seem very good to me, very good at their job. Sometimes it's difficult to get hold of people, but, you know, you have to be patient.
So we're back on Moreland Mews. And we're walking down the mews. Two lines of garages are either side of me, and we're approaching the office where we started our journey on the first episode today. Blue tacked in the windows are all sorts of notices here. We've got the Gold Finger, that's the Barnsbury News for the Bloom Awards. There's Are You Fit? And a notice about self-isolating if you need support during that. And I think this is now a good time to have our second opinion on this episode.
BHA staff will keep their professional distance, which is probably how it should be. We used to feel connected with the workers. They did good work, and it was easy to get them to come and do things for you. We've still got a nice electrician, but all of the building work has gone out to private contractors. They are really shocking. They just bodge everything, and I'm sure there's been complaints about them, but they're still using them, probably because they're cheap. But it's a false economy, because when it has to be done again, all of that costs money.
Let's hear some resident responses to that opinion.
That's what BHA are missing at the moment. I think that's what they're, you know, that's what they need to look at, that they can be professional, but they can also cut people off by being too professional.
It's run like a business now. It was like a commune when we first came.
I don't really altogether agree with her because I've lived here for, say, 10 years. And I find that their services to me, you know, are quite good. Anytime I call, if I ask for anything, if there is anything to be done, you phone them. Maybe you phone once, you don't get them. You repeat. And when you repeat, surely someone will answer. When they answer, they come. 5-10 minutes, they're there, and the job is done.
And now we're back in the community office on Moorland Mews. It's really nice and warm. You can hear the photocopier whirring in the background. We're going to finish with a selection of residents talking about different experiences around rehousing. Here's what they had to say.
It used to be that you grew up here, children were born here, they grew up, and then they ended up getting a flat here, so everybody, it was all the same sort of the next generation to the same people that's already been here, or their children and stuff like that. That's what used to happen. That don't happen anymore.
Person that I really know on first name terms with and to have a conversation with is now got MS. Just coming in like that, honestly, the guy just stays at home a lot of the time. He's got a new flat, Barnsbury fixed him up with. It only took about a year, which is in housing association or council flat terms is a snippet, and Barnsbury sorted that out.
Jeff Lewis, he said to my mother, "Will you be liable for the right to buy?" You see, so my mother said, "Well, where?" Oh, he said, St. Albans. So I don't want to go and live in St. Albans. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Now that you've heard it all, what has stayed with you most and why?
I'm guessing if you're at this point, the likelihood is you've listened to all three of the podcasts, the first one on the topic of community, the second one on the topic of well-being, and this third one about the direct impact that BHA has on the lives of its residents. As we've said at the end of the other two podcasts, what we're trying to do here is stimulate conversation, and we hope that's happened for you. As ever, if you feel you want to say something, you want to respond, or there's something that we've missed out, let us know by contacting Patrick at Barnsbury Housing Association. And you can do that by giving him a call or by emailing him. And that's on patrick@barnsbury.org.
Thank you very much for joining us on this journey around Barnsbury Housing Association. I hope you've enjoyed it. And although this podcast is ending, we hope the conversations will continue. Goodbye for now.
UMI The World and Barnsbury Housing Association was commissioned and funded by Barnsbury Housing Association and delivered by Take Stock Exchange. Thank you to all of the residents we spoke to, who were generous and adaptable with their time and made this project possible. COVID restrictions meant we had to change our plans many, many times, and they made it difficult to meet people in person. But, thankfully, we were able to make these things happen, almost entirely remotely, and we're grateful we were able to.
This project was conceived by Take Stock Exchange, that's Nick Kassenbaum, Ollie Hawes and Anna Smith. This podcast is edited and produced by Penny Bell and music by Anna Lowenstein. We'd like to thank Janice and Liam and all members of the residence panel, Nancy and the rest of the board and all of the BHA staff, in particular Susan, Patrick, Marius, Spencer and Dean.
And we'd also like to thank Moena and Sonny, Isabel and Ira, Jesse, John Geeson, Ben Abramovich, Ted Maxwell, Mary Osborne, and again, all of the residents we spoke to. You can find out more about Take Stock Exchange and our work by going to our website, takestockexchange.co.uk. And as mentioned earlier, if you have anything to say about any of these podcasts, you can contact Patrick at Barnsbury Housing Association by calling him or emailing patrick@barnsbury.org.uk. People experience problems wherever they live, and Barnsbury is no exception. Nonetheless, we were struck by the beauty and tranquility of the area and the warmth and openness of the vast majority of the people we met. So here's to a happy, healthy, functioning community in 2022 and beyond.